Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of the Jolly Heretic. Now, I want to talk about some very important research today, and that is that the research indicates that we are getting shorter. We are getting, in fact, quite a bit shorter. So all this stuff that you get in chaps saying, oh my God, I get discriminated against in the dating market because I'm under 6 foot. Under 6 foot? So what? 6 foot? You're going to stop getting many people that are over 6 foot. We're getting shorter and shorter and shorter. And today I want to look at... Oh, sorry. That's better. Today I want to look at why. Before I do that, could you do me a favour? Could you please, please, please subscribe? Could you subscribe here? Or could you subscribe on YouTube? Hit the like button and hit the bell and leave a comment and all that kind of stuff. And subscribe to my Substack, that's jollyheretic.com, where I put all the most based stuff, research I can't put on YouTube, in-person interviews, vlogs, blogs, films I make. And if you like what I do, you support the cost of a pint of beer a month. And you can also join my private Telegram channel if you're very, very based. Okay, back to the video. So, what's going on? I'm not surprised by this. But we are getting shorter. A new study in SSM Population Health has found, it's called The Decline in Physical Stature of the US Population Parallels the Diminution in the Rate of Increase in Life Expectancy by John Komlos. And what he finds among every race, so this is controlling for race, is that since about the late 1970s or early 1980s, people have been becoming gradually shorter in all races, and the declines have ranged from about 0.68 of a centimetre in white women to 1.97 centimetres among Hispanic men. Now, that may reflect the changing nature of what constitutes Hispanic men in the United States, but certainly we see a peak is reached in terms of height among those born in about 1980 and a bit earlier. Well, really, it plateaus, so about those born in about 1920, really. And then it starts to go down. And controlling for race, so controlling for immigration, we're becoming less tall. Now, this isn't the first time, it should be noted that this isn't actually the first time that this has happened. And it is not the first time it's been paralleled by life expectancy either. So one of the things that you get is, if you look into this, is the mid-Victorian health crisis. You may find, if you trace your family tree, and you're my age, and you're born about 1980, you are likely to find that your great-grandfathers didn't live as long as your great-great-grandfathers. And in my case, this is true of 3 out of 4of my great-great-grandfathers lived longer, often quite a bit longer, like 15 years longer, or even more than that, than their sons. There was a mid-Victorian health crisis, and this was paralleled by a mid-Victorian health crisis. So they didn't live as long, and also they were shorter, to the extent that they had to reduce the height requirement in the army from 5'6", I think it was, down to something like 5'4", because so many men were so short. Now, why was this? Well, if you're mid-Victorian, so you're born in about 1850, there's no tinned food yet, really. There's not much in the way of sugar. You haven't all moved to the cities where it's very unhealthy and it's difficult to get hold of things like fresh fruit and fresh vegetables. Your diet isn't as good. There's less labour-saving devices. Homes are worse heated, and when you're cold, you burn off fat and all of this kind of thing. So they were healthier. And the life expectancy at 65 years of age among mid-Victorians was 10 years. And this declined to nil among late Victorians. And it didn't get back to a 10-year life expectancy at 65 until the 1970s. So this is showing you what had changed. And the same was true of height. You note that the average height of a man at that time was something like 5'7", 5'8", and then it goes down, and then it goes back up again. And one of the things that people remember wrongly is that old police officers, they were all tall, they were all 6 foot or whatever. But that's not true. And there was never a height requirement. There may have been in some forces or at some brief points, but overall, there was never a height requirement in the police of 6 foot. It was 5 foot 8. But in those days, in that period that we're remembering, 1920s, 1930s, whatever, 5 foot 8, if you were born in 1890, was not particularly, you know, was above average height. So this is what's changing. We got to a point where the average height of a man was about 5 foot 10. And that is in the among English, white English people, white Americans. And that was in the generation that were born in about 1920, 1930, by which time the mid-Victorian health crisis was over. We weren't as unhealthy as we had been. We'd been through the Industrial Revolution, you know, this part of the Industrial Revolution where we were moving to the cities we were particularly unhealthy. And height starts to go back up. And it reaches what it seems like the phenotypic maximum. Because fascinatingly, if you go back to European hunter-gatherers who have all kinds of 50% child mortality, so all the children, all the unhealthy people with bad genes are all dying and not living into adulthood. And if you go back to even to a low population, very low population, let's say Anglo-Saxon England, where there's all kinds of access to fruit and vegetables and all something, the average height of male skeletons is 5 foot 10. And as the population becomes more crowded, and as it moves into cities more, and as there is less access to fresh fruit and fresh vegetables and a good diet and that kind of thing, the average male height or average height starts to go down, and it reaches that 5 foot 10 again, that average height, around about the generation that fought in World War II, where they have by this time. Okay, child mortality is now much lower. It's about 10% in their cohort. But they have medicine and all this sort of thing, and they have better access to food. And so height comes back up. And that's probably, therefore, the phenotypic maximum height that can be reached in the healthiest environment. Now, height is now going down. It's going down. And it's particularly noticeable among the generation born from the late 70s to the early 80s, which, interestingly, is about the time that we start to see evidence of a negative Flynn effect, i.e. that on IQ tests, IQ tests are a problem in measuring intelligence across cohorts because you are pushing people towards their phenotypic maximum intelligence via a stimulating environment and making them think in a scientific way. And so this is pushing to its maximum intelligence sub-abilities which mimic IQ. But are not the same thing. Now, once those reach their phenotypic maximum, then you would expect to see any underlying reversal in intelligence come through on the test. And this is what you start to see in about the cohort born in 1980. So what's going on? Why are we becoming less tall and less intelligent? And remember, intelligence correlates genetically in men with height, because women sexually select for status, and therefore, by extension, intelligence, because in most ecologies, intelligent men are likely to attain status. Women sexually select for status because they want to be looked after, or whatever, by the high-status man, and he has healthy genes, and his genes are more likely to be passed on. And they also sexually select for height, because the man that's taller on average is going to win fights and things like this. And the fact that he is tall implies that he has good genes, he has a good immune system, and in the face of disease and so forth, he's been able to reach his phenotypic maximum height. So women sexually select for those two, for intelligence and for height. And those two things have become genetically related. They are part of a fitness factor. And if we became less fit, and we know we are becoming less fit, we know this, we know that we are selecting against intelligence, there is a weak negative correlation between intelligence and fertility, and we know that we are selecting for genes associated with cancer, heart disease, basically genetic poor health, and we know that intelligence is part of a fitness factor of health, of genetic health. And we know that until the Industrial Revolution and the reduction in harsh Darwinian conditions, we were selecting for this fitness factor of mental health, genetic mental health, genetic physical health, and intelligence. Then, of course, there's going to come a point where if the genome crumbles, if we stop selecting strongly for these things, if we literally select against these things because there is a negative correlation between genetic health, including intelligence, and breeding, then eventually you will get to the point where even though the environment is optimal, even though the environment is ensuring that people can reach their phenotypic maximum height, their phenotypic maximum height will start to go down. And that will be in tandem with their average IQ going down and with their genetic health going down. And this seems to be what is happening. And it's why the height requirement for the police of 5'8", as it was until 1990, when it was considered discriminatory, would become increasingly meaningless as we get shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter and less and less and less healthy. But that has a further consequence, which is that if you are genetically unhealthy, you are unable you won't have sufficient energetic resources left over to reach your phenotypic maximum height, having fought off disease. And so you will be both genetically reducing in height, because genetic poor health is literally correlated with being shorter for genetic reasons, and it will make you shorter as well for environmental reasons, because you will be increasingly sick and increasingly unable to reach the phenotypic height that even you, as a phenotypically short person, are capable of. So you get a compound effect. So this would actually cause people to become shorter very quickly. And as they became less intelligent, they would make bad health decisions, they would eat the wrong kinds of food, they would live in the now, they wouldn't plan for the future, they would whatever, right? And so then they would become shorter again, because they would have a poor diet in childhood. So you have a further compound. So you can see how this can happen quite quickly, because you've got these three different factors that come together to force down height. So that if we placed these people in an environment where they were raised by highly intelligent people, we'd still be getting shorter. But that's not who they're raised by. And so we become even shorter. And so this seems to be what we will notice in the future. In the same way that you get those interesting, sort of Graham Hancock type things, there used to be a race of giants. And that race of giants ran civilization and so forth. Well, you might get memories like this. You get it in Norse mythology as well, a memory of the time of the giants. Perhaps we will remember the time of the giants from those born in about 1920, because from the current data, we're just going to carry on getting shorter and shorter and shorter. Well, I hope this is a bit of interest, and if it has, please do subscribe and so forth, and I will see you soon, and goodbye.
Are you ready for the future of the West?